It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with Mark Holland on The Journey with Daniel Pryor, we're journeying toward a sound mind this week, as every week,
sure
with
are.
Daniel Pryor, life coach and counselor. Subject that comes up in previous shows, and of course, maybe people have seen books with boundaries in the title.
Oh, yeah. There's the boundary book.
There are all kinds of boundary issues, and it's kind of a buzzword. It has been for quite a while. But you want to explore this this week a little bit more. Boundaries, not just walls, but doors and windows, and some things that have been going on in your practice last couple of weeks.
I see just about everything. I tell people that people are
nothing surprises you.
People are very, very different, but people are always the same.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it doesn't really matter how. There's a variety of ways that problems can be pitched and presented and viewed, but they really do boil down a lot of times to some very simple things. And of course, boundaries. Now, it's a kind of a cliche, and we've talked before about how boundaries are more than walls. They're also doors and windows. A lot of times people think of boundaries as something that's for me. But boundaries are for relationships. They're not just for individuals. Boundaries are for relationships. And so we've talked in the previous show and previous shows before that about the overlap between personalities and how that you get into relationships when personalities are able to overlap, and part of that overlap is shared boundaries. And this is simply just shared rules that we live by.
Mm-hmm.
And there, we'll go to some examples here in a bit, but I have, I'm seeing people who, and by the way, a lot of my wisdom comes from a life experience. So when I share things with, you know, here on the radio, or even in my sessions when I'm with people, people have said they appreciate that I share from my own life. That's where a lot of this stuff comes from. I'm not detached in that, and it's not book learning. So I really believe in these things, and I'm passionate about them, and that maybe comes through. Hope it does. So I see people who I have difficulty setting boundaries with their children, and my daughter is 31. I have clients whose children are adults, and personally, I've had I've walked through this where setting boundaries still sometimes have to be set with even adult children. Now, of course, you have to remember that boundaries are not just walls, but they're doors and windows and a lot of other things, too. They're the rules that we live by that make it work. Say, for example, one of the things that I've been doing on a big project at my daughter and son-in-law's house, and I would go down there and work all day, and I'd come back home in the evening, and my wife said, you know, you hungry? Yeah, I didn't have anything to eat today. So she got on the phone and called her daughter and said, when he comes down there to work, you make sure you feed him. And so from that point on, when I went, Dad, do you need a sandwich? So that was a boundary. It was a, it helped me to, you know, to work harder. So
were you just kind of standing by hoping she got the clue that maybe you needed some food? But
no,
you
didn't I just stayed on the job.
Oh.
But when I left, I was hungry from being down there working all day for 8 hours. And, of course, she maybe had something to eat, or maybe she didn't. Maybe she was on a diet and thought, nobody needs food today. But it was, setting that boundary. Now,
your wife setting the boundary.
Yeah, my wife setting the boundary.
Uh-huh.
Well, why didn't I set the boundary? And this is kind of the quandary of a lot of parents. Why can't I set the boundary? A lot of times as parents, we don't want to sacrifice the relationship, or what we think we might be sacrificing the relationship if we
state some requirements.
Or say, let's have this rule. When I come down there to work, now my father-in-law doesn't have any problem at all stating those rules.
Some
of how
people
it's
don't
be.
Seem to have problems.
No.
They
yeah.
have a very almost
yeah.
very well structured,
yeah.
lots of boundaries.
Yeah, and the rules are clear,
right.
And they make them clear if they're not. Now, some parents struggle with that, you know, and I have a number of parents who have difficulty setting boundaries with kids, with their, you know, adult children, and it's because they don't want to sacrifice part of the relationship in order to set this rule. And because the rule isn't set, it makes the relationship very uncomfortable. Yeah, there's a saying that good fences make good neighbors. And
right.
Boundaries are a requirement of healthy relationships. And you may think that setting the boundary is going to be difficult, but the alternative is to lose the relationship. When you do set the boundary, sure, there's going to be a period of a time, adjustment time, maybe some hurt feelings. So, but after that goes, it's back to normal and actually better. So I was looking at this scripture, Bible-based counseling. So Proverbs 24:3 says, by wisdom the house is built, and by understanding it's established. Another I think translation says the rooms are filled with wonderful things or something like that. So we break this down, and the house is built, and then it's established. So there's two parts here, what it is and how it works. And boundaries really have to do with both, but a lot to do with how it works. And I think we have a tendency to look at boundaries as more addressing what it is. But boundaries have to do with how it works. So I say that boundaries are more than walls. They're doors and windows, and I have outlets and faucets. And so we think of boundaries as rules. Here we are sitting in the radio station, and you've got the switchboard over there. Looks pretty clean, but I know that down under the counter there are all kinds of wires, and those wires go places, and they go to a terminal somewhere. And those wires are rules. They're boundaries. Hmm. And if those boundaries weren't there, the switchboard wouldn't light up, and it wouldn't work. We also have lights here, and they're wired. I know there's a faucet out there at the coffee machine, and that's got some plumbing going to it. So I think of boundaries not as walls, just walls, but as doors and windows and wiring and plumbing and the way things work. And if without those, then things aren't going to work. So a lot of times parents, spouses have to just kind of bite the bullet and say, there's got to be a rule here, because the alternative to the rule is we're going to lose the relationship.
Mm.
Mops, moms,
mothers of preschoolers.
Mm-hmm. Now, because I have heard from a number of places that there's almost like a slogan. Now, I don't know. So this is just this is hearsay. This is gossip. This is from some of my clients saying that there's this thing going around, and I've actually seen the phenomenon, but I didn't realize it was possibly connected with this. But households, you walk into it, and they're absolutely filthy. This is a young married couple, kids running around, in some cases, dirty diapers. I've seen cases with pea gravel in the middle of the living room floor for the kids to walk through. But generally, just a lot of filth, dirty hands, dirty feet, dirty table, dirty kitchen. And I even saw a home with the plaque on the wall kind of celebrating that this is what a joyful house looks like.
Okay.
Now, boundaries. We're talking about boundaries. We're talking about the rules that we live by. And there are boundaries that need to be set here. Don't kid yourself. If you're raising children that way, they are not going to grow up being confident.
Mm.
They don't know where things belong. And that's not a good feeling. And they're not going to be successful in business, and they're not going to be successful in marriage, because if you don't have boundaries, you simply don't have boundaries, because sharing boundaries with other people is a personality thing. It's not external, it's internal. Sharing boundaries is something that we have to do in order to get along with people in every way. So sharing boundaries means, what is the rule that we live by? And I recently heard of a family that took another family out where they believed that it's okay to have a very, very dirty house, and take them out. And they were as disruptive and disordered and dirty at the restaurant. But instead of
the whole family or just the kids,
this particular family, the kids were out of control.
Okay.
Well, because the adults grew up in a different, they didn't grow up with the understanding that you can throw things anywhere. It seems to be kind of a new thing, and I don't know how pervasive it is. But I've seen at least a half a dozen cases where it's just okay to be that way. And in fact, the understanding that that's the way you should be. Remember the sticker that used to go around to clean cars, a sign of a dirty mind? Did you ever see that one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that turned out not to be true. but anyway, Not necessarily true, anyway. So setting these boundaries, at first, you know, so the parent doesn't want to, well, they don't want to say anything or sacrifice the relationship that we do have. I've had to do some of those. I've, you know, had to speak up. And as I, the example I gave of my wife having to speak up, and yeah, there's, it's a bit of a downer. You know, you have a, maybe a couple of days of, you know, hurt my feelings.
Because you spoke up for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the relationship. You spoke up for the relationship.
And that's important. You say boundaries are not for individuals, but for relationships.
For relationships, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're the rules. So, what do you mean by boundaries? Well, and again, you know, I tend to look at it this way. When I go into a parking lot and I see a no parking sign and a car parked there, I say, this is a person that has very poor boundaries. They're not agreeing to the boundaries that the rest of us have. So we're not sharing boundaries. And I suspect that they have very difficult relationships. And I suspect that they're often late for work, an hour late and a dollar short. Because boundaries are boundaries, and it's an internal thing. It's not an external thing. I don't have good boundaries, and then I just always park where they say no parking. The boundary is an internal thing. It's lack of my empathy and sharing an other person's reality and sharing the rules that other people live by, too. So you have people who lack boundaries in time management. Could be a relative of yours, could be a husband or wife, could be children. Sometimes I think parents are easy on their kids. Well, you know, they'll grow. Well, they won't grow into boundaries. They have to set boundaries. Management, money management, and communication. Communication is a realm of boundaries. How is that? Well, communication is based on rules. This is the way we're going to communicate. So you can say, well, we're not going to shout at one another. That's a boundary. That's a rule that we're going to speak kindly. That's you know, we're not going to have telephone after such and such a time of night. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when couples have difficulty communicating, it's actually a personality conflict because they're not sharing a boundary. So I'll share with them communication tools and new rules to communicate by, specific things that will help you communicate back and forth to one another and actually use communication to be to build the relationship and resolve conflict. I also have personal habits, hygiene, behavior, propriety, those kinds of boundaries or lack of. And again, they're not for individuals, they're for relationships.
Boundaries are the rules we live by. Looking at the subject of boundaries this week, walls, doors, and windows. We'll expand on that a little bit here in just a moment after we take a break, but maybe people are having some problems with boundaries. Maybe some people listening, I go, what boundaries? What are, maybe I need some boundaries, maybe some help in developing those for yourself so that you can have better relationships. Daniel can help you with that. How do people get in touch with you, Daniel?
Yeah, you can call me at 425-778-6169, or a lot of people email me through the address of BibleBasedCounselor.com.
Mm-hmm. And more details as well at kcisradio.com. We'll be back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast and some stories of some boundaries gone awry in just a moment.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor with a word regarding the many faces of anger. The key to managing anger is to recognize it when it doesn't look like anger. Otherwise, we find ourselves resisting anger when it wears one face, but then embracing it when it wears another. From personal experience and professional training, I understand this. I can help you recognize the faces of anger and teach you tools of effective management. Contact me through my website, BibleBasedCounselor.com, or call 425-778-6169.
Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with Mark Holland, talking this week about boundaries, kind of a buzzword, been around for a while, a number of books by that title, and Daniel Pryor offering some of his observations on boundaries. Again, simply boundaries are the rules we live by.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as we said in the beginning, and this is really critical for people to understand, is that boundaries, we think of them so much of the time as for me. Somebody's stepping across the line, yeah. I need to set a boundary. But we need to think also of boundaries as one of the building blocks of personality, sharing boundaries. So it's not just okay to have a boundary. It's I've got to have the boundaries that I'm sharing with other people. So boundaries are about relationships. They're not about setting myself apart. They're about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so just before we went on the break, we were talking about personal habits, things like hygiene and behavior and propriety, knowing where my stuff stops and somebody else's stuff starts. So that could be, organizing a room, we talked about earlier in the show, keeping feet off the furniture. So I think I've shared before some of the stories of feet on furniture and things. But when you're at somebody else's house, if you're at your house and you want feet on the furniture, I guess, that if you share the boundary with your family and everybody thinks that's okay, but maybe at somebody else's house it's not, so the boundary is about relationship, and it's something that's shared with that.
What about the boundaries like that work within your own home? You were kind of given a bad example of some families who are just run amok, but it seemed to be okay for them. So did they sort of have a personal code that worked for them in their home, but when they tried to apply that to the rest of the world?
Well, that's a good question, because I think you have to apply it with the rest of the world too.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like faith. I might have a way of looking at scripture and I might want to teach my kids that way, but is it relative to the scripture, the way that it's being taught in, the larger Christian community, so I've, I guess this would be a story of a man that I heard of who was very spiritual. I met him because his wife came for counseling, but he was a very spiritual man. They'd been married a short time, and they met at a camp retreat, and he was always singing praises and walking through the woods, quoting scripture, and she just thought of him as her spiritual soul. And when they got married, shortly after they got married, she came to me and she said, he doesn't bathe, he doesn't brush his teeth, he doesn't have a job, he's months behind in payment on property to a family member, and is there any way I can get out of this relationship? Well, he probably felt like he had boundaries that worked for him. Now, obviously, they're not going to work for her, but they also didn't work with the community at large. He didn't attend church because he didn't feel that they believed the same thing he believed. He didn't take care of his hygiene. He didn't take care of his money and time management or anything. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of living in his own little world. But boundaries are for relationships. They're not
just the individual.
Isolation.
It's not like an individual motto or a credo that works just for you. It doesn't work that way.
Right. No, that's not what we're here for.
I kind of backtracking this area of time. Let's say a couple or a family who are always late for everything, and then finally the family just came through some holiday times. The family calls them out and said, you were an hour late again, and we don't want you to come next time unless you're
on time.
On time. Mm-hmm. Is that okay to, is that a hard thing to maybe?
It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do.
But it's a reasonable request.
Yeah, because again, the alternative is that I rent it the person every time they're late, and that isn't a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to set the boundary. And, people that don't have boundaries don't like boundaries. But the only way that you can test that and get anywhere and move on in the relationship is to set the boundary. And then remembering too, that, if I'm setting a boundary and, that makes perfect sense, like, the lines in the parking lot are pretty clear. We should park between the lines. So everybody wants to share that boundary because it works for everybody. And, if somebody doesn't want to share that boundary, not only is it it's not an external thing. What they're reflecting is the inability to have relationships with other people, and that goes much deeper than just the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm encouraging a family member to let's agree on this boundary, I'm really helping them, if they'll abide by that, to enlarge their personality too, and to because. By not setting boundaries, we're staying tightly wrapped around our defense mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So we might maybe talk a little bit about boundaries reflecting personality limitations and then move on to setting boundaries. I think people would want to hear a little bit about that. But so when personal boundaries generally don't agree with the boundaries of the culture or the family, we refer to that as a personality disorder. And that's a way of looking at it. As we talked in other shows, it's not simply about boundaries, but it's about empathy and boundaries and shared reality. But this show, we're concentrating on the boundaries part of it. But I say, generally speaking, when my boundaries don't agree, generally, not generally speaking, but when my personal boundaries generally don't agree, because I might have a rule that I live by that it doesn't agree with the rules that the community, say you're working on a job and you're the only Christian in there and everybody else comes in a little late and goes out a little early and stops off at the bar on the way home and they want you to join them. And you may have a boundary, that a rule that you live by that says, no, I don't do that. I go straight home to my family. And now that's a boundary that you're not sharing with your work community.
That, yeah, that seems to be more of an individual mm-hmm. motto and a yeah. thing you live by. Yeah. So, in that situation, that's okay?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, your real community is your family, and that's your more intimate community. And so you want those boundaries to shift. So there's something about values and boundaries and saying, you know, I have my values are also within the context of my boundaries are in the context of my values. But if generally speaking, or my boundaries generally, as a rule, don't agree with the boundaries of the culture or the family, then that reflects a personality limitation. That tells me that I'm wrapped too tightly around my own defense mechanisms and my own fear and shame and my own self, and that's a very small world. So people say, well, okay, I'm sold. How do you set boundaries? The first thing, and this is for parents trying to set boundaries with older kids or younger kids.
Mm-hmm. 32 and still living in the basement.
Yes, 32 or you know, maybe they're that age and they don't give you the sandwich when you go to, so you're going to try to set a boundary here so you get lunch or whatever. Well, I had one person who was saying that they like to go to their relative's house, but it's always so dirty they don't feel like they can sit down anywhere or eat anywhere. And well, I had a situation where going to a friend's house and liked the guy, but he bought dogs and he let the dogs in the house. And then first thing you know, there's no place to sit. I don't want to park my car because that's going to get scratched. So he says, well, what's the problem? You don't come over anymore. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, you know, get rid of the dogs or control. So, you know, it can affect the relationship. So setting boundaries. First thing to know when you're setting a boundary is what is the objective? And if you have to keep the objective in mind, who is this serving and why? So that's the bigger picture. So parents are looking at, you know, I don't want to upset my daughter. I don't want to upset my son. Does this actually have to be, this boundary have to be set? So I need the objective. What's the objective? What am I trying to do? If it's just trying to make it more comfortable for me, well, I don't know. Maybe I can.
Then it could be, because there is a such a thing as being selfish with yeah. your boundaries. Mm-hmm.
So I have to keep in mind, what's the objective? And if so the objective could be partly about me, partly about them, or I could say, you know, I'm allergic to cats. I simply can't go over mm-hmm. where cat hair ever, and then, so I can't do that. So if I'm going to go over there and enjoy myself, a boundary has to be set. So I look at that, I say, okay, there's the objective, and mm-hmm. it's who is it serving? Well, it's serving me. Sure, it's serving that person. Mm-hmm. And so I think, is that a good boundary? And then I come to the conclusion, yes, I have to set that boundary. Mm-hmm. I might come to the conclusion that I don't, but let's say I come to the conclusion that I do. Then what will the boundary actually look like? How will I set the boundary? And this is where some thought, maybe some coaching comes in, where how will you actually set the boundary so that it actually makes the difference that you want the boundary to make? Mm. If you ever do that again, you're grounded for the rest of your life. You know, some of these things aren't going to work. So how would you state the boundary so that it actually serves the benefit that you want it to serve? And then, mm-hmm. and then how do you keep it established? How will you reinforce the boundary? So boundaries should be shared. They're healthy. Unshared boundaries are signaling a disordered personality. So again, this isn't an exhaustive list, but it really helps with starting out. State your objective. And then that will help you to define, well, then how will I then state a boundary that meets that objective? And then thirdly, how are we going to stick to that boundary? How are we going to ensure that we stick to that boundary?
Mm-hmm. You got to talk about these things. Got to speak up for yourself, but that's so that the relationship can be better.
It's for the relationship.
Yeah. If you just don't, never speak up, then you get into this passive aggressive stuff, and that opens up a whole other
can of worms. You wind up not speaking much anyway.
So you got to talk. And if you need to talk more to Daniel about maybe how to set some healthy boundaries in your life, Daniel, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes. Call me at 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169, email at throughbiblebasedcounselor.com.
Locations in?
In Edmonds and Kirkland.
Edmonds and Kirkland. Right. And more details, again, BibleBasedCounselor.com, podcasts of previous broadcasts. Mm-hmm. You've got several shows on boundaries, too, so so it can expand on that subject. Another great show, Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor here on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.